the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Nominations. Post them on Twitter. You can call as well. 615-844-5600. Commitment's coming up a week from Wednesday, Thursday of this week. A week from Wednesday, Thursday, February 2nd and the 3rd. Hope to see you there. If you need a special rate, which if you're going to stay there, take advantage of it. I can give you a link or you can go to Twitter and get it off my account. Either way. But if you do need it, send me an email, billisking7@gmail.com, and I will send you that link back. Let me start with a nomination. The guy that I like to shill for, there are several that I will shill for. And in this case, Bruce. Bruce wins a big game. Game of the weekend in college basketball over Kentucky, and I believe they're the number one ranked team in America, the Auburn Tigers. Number one ranked team in basketball in America, led by my boy Bruce, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Unless you go back to Sonny Smith and some of the Chuck Person, Barkley teams, there's not a whole lot of history there, right, when it comes to basketball. Matter of fact, there were so many years of Auburn basketball that it was so bad that you wouldn't even remember to watch. Bruce has got them among the best programs in the United States of America. That is incredible what my boy Bruce has done. Jeff, too, says Balls of Steel to Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, tying the game versus the Bills, going 45 yards in 10 seconds on two plays to get the field goal to send it to overtime, then win the thing. Also, Balls of Steel to all NFL divisional games. All the games ended on the final play. Bill, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Cynthia on the Emerald Coast. This is a good one. Balls of Steel to the Cincinnati kicker, Evan McPherson, proving a fifth-round draft pick can win you games. He had four of them called field goals in the game versus the Titans. Huge difference in that game, including the game winner, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That kid, you're talking about ice in the veins, man. According to Joe Burrow, when it was time to kick that 52-yarder, he took a couple of practice swings or kicks or whatever, looked at Burrow and said, "Looks like we're about to go to the conference championship game." He was that confident and flat out freaking nailed that kick. I mean, just true as it could be. Pure as it could be. So, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right. Balls of Steel to me. I told you that we were in crater mode. Right now, with about 22 minutes until the open, Dow futures are down now almost 500. It was under 200 about 45 minutes ago. It ain't pretty out there. So I'm going to say, first of all, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
And if you're on the right side of this, then you're going to do well. again, get on the right side of the money, y'all. Why not? And you'll do well. It is nasty out there. Now, this is also a time when you can look and you... There's going to be some spikes. I don't know where yet because that's unclear, but dang, it is absolutely ugly. Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch Country checking in. Big Kentucky fan. Look, Kentucky basketball's fine. That's a January game. You didn't even have Ty Washington. Well, he got him knocked out of the game. Wheeler went down. There's going to be more Auburn-Kentucky wars. And Bruce has been winning the last couple, right? But this Kentucky team is a team that can go very far in March Madness. He says, Bill, I second that. Balls of Steel to Bruce Pearl, beating Calamari and showing the SEC Conference that there can be other good teams other than Kentucky in the SEC Conference. So he wants to second that feeling about Balls of Steel, Bruce Pearl.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Another Balls of Steel to Bruce because they tried to ban him. They tried to park him permanently because of the weenie problem on that Saturday. And yeah, Bruce did lie about it. And remember, there were pictures he didn't realize, and the assistants were showing the pictures of the weenie roast. Yeah, there were clandestine weenie roast pictures that appeared. Remember, Griff was talking about this because Griff was there at the time that Bruce did not know existed. And the weenie roast pictures got Bruce in more trouble, proving that he was lying. You know what? I still love Bruce. I don't care if he lied. I don't care. I love Bruce. Tried to park it. Bruce told me so many times, Bill, they're not going to let me back in. Bruce, did I tell you this? Bruce was having to go, and I don't remember what. I don't know if he was broadcasting a game or what, but he had to go through Birmingham to get to this game he was going to broadcast, and he was still living in Knoxville. And he called the SEC office to see if he could stop by and just have a little chit-chat. They wouldn't even return his call. I'm not kidding. He was telling me about this. Now, this is obviously before Auburn called, but he was convinced that he was permanently ostracized. He was convinced he would not get back in. He wanted to just drop in like a random fan, except it's Bruce, and say hello to Commissioner Mike Slive. And I like the late Mike Slive. I'm a big fan of his, too. But they wouldn't even acknowledge him. And look at him now. From that to this. Remember, he was in the Final Four just a couple of years ago. From that to this, very, very impressive. Very impressive. Tom Myrtle Beach. Bill, Dan is correct. I have two bottles of the 150th Jack Daniels and two bottles of the 160th. They are worth $300 to $500 each. My favorite is the J.D. Sinatra. It cost about $200 a bottle. Josh smokes too much weed to appreciate good whiskey. JD is the best, and I should know because I'm a squire, and I see it right here. It's the Tennessee squire deed that he's got. I'm not a big Jack Daniels fan either. I mean, I'd love to have two bottles like that are nice and historic. I'd love to have them, but the actual drink it, I mean, maybe some of the better stuff, but just regular Jack Daniels is, and the aftertaste for me is gross. Oh. But, yeah, those bottles are nice, man. Steven down in Baton Rouge. Balls of Steel, Bill, to Joe Burrow. He didn't have a passing TD. He got sacked 9 times. And still put his team in position to win the game for a field goal for the first ever road win in Bengals franchise history, meaning playoffs. Balls of Steel to Joey Burrow.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
well deserved. I will concur. Irish Bill has a nomination. No balls of steel to that deer that ran in front of Georgia Dog's wife, the Auburn girl, messed up her car. She's going to be okay. She's fine. Car's not so fine. Don't know what happened to the deer. I guess most of the time when they get hit like that, they run off and then die somewhere out there. But no balls of steel there, Patton.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
614 Rob, Bill, Jack Daniels sucks. JD is what he calls it. A lot of JD posts this morning. Allen in Tampa, Bill, I've got a bottle of 1978 Mad Dog. It's worth $1.89. So, Patton, I think that calls for a balls of steel. If you've still got Mad Dog from about 40 years ago, whatever that would be. Yeah, it's about 40 years ago, and it's still worth about $1.89. I'll give you a balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Josh, Bill, JD tastes like kerosene. Well, I've got a better one. Patton, I think we've had this approved on the show. The aftertaste of Jack Daniels. Now, I'm talking about just the regular bottle. I know there's some different fanciness when you talk about it, but just a regular bottle. The aftertaste to me is what mule pee would taste like if you ever had any, which I've never had any. If you're trying to eat breakfast, I know that hurt you just then, but I had to say it. Aftertaste is akin to mule pee. Whatever that might taste like. I'm assuming nobody in the audience has ever had that, and I'm hoping you haven't. That would be nasty. So if you have nominations, bring them our way. Yeah, bring them our way. Love to hear from you. Other notes over the weekend. How about a balls of steel to poor Alabama football? Did you see them this last year? Offensive line on the right side, totally broken. Linebacker play, I'm not including Will Anderson. You know, Will Anderson does everything. Secondary play at times was spotty as well. So they get the transfer portal going, and they bring in Gibbs. And Gibbs is an offensive player, running back type. Get Jermaine Burton. That just happened. Wouldn't that happen on Sunday? Somewhere right in there. And, of course, they get Eli Ricks at corner. So we'll give them a nomination when we get back. Down around 360-something right now. Got up over 4. It's going to be a whipsaw day, y'all. Just get on the right side. And whatever you do, make sure you're on the right side of this. We're brought to you by the place where we're going to be in a little over a week. Can't wait to get there on Wednesday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still limping along down through here. We've had a series of accidents on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Most of them are in their clearing stages. Latest wreck, Hickory Hills Boulevard at OHB. That's over in Bellshire. Also a crash at Murfreesboro, Pike at Harding Place, South Nashville. I had traffic tied up. That's right near the radio station. Traffic's on the increase quite a bit, actually, out here on I-40 in Springs. Prince's Hot Chicken now available for catering. Check them out online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled aged and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings at 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man weed.
The slowest fast-breaking radio.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Rush Truck Centers, the U.S. Army, Bud Morris, State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Sports Play.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny, high near 56. Mostly cloudy tonight, low around 34. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, then sunny in the afternoon, and a high near 39. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
What if I told you there was a radio producer who went to three colleges for 8 years, but isn't called Doctor? What if I told you he spent an entire semester's worth of financial aid on fireworks, booze, and lap dances? What if I told you his time at Clemson includes jail time? What if I told you he has a poster of Trevor Lawrence pinned to the ceiling above his bed? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Crazy Charlie, the Mighty Drunk Predneck.
Ode to Crazy Charlie. Good dude, man. Spent many, many years with us. Good dude. Jim in Jupiter. Balls of steel to us bourbon snobs. We hate all whiskey other than bourbon and rye. Whiskey snobs. See, there's a thing called wine snobs for sure, but there are whiskey snobs too. Are there beer snobs? Home Dog UGA this morning from Georgia. He's got a recent natty too. Home Dog does. Balls of steel to you, Billy, for trying mule pee. So balls of steel, Pat. Another one.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Gotta stop patting myself on the shoulder so much on the show. It's not a good look. Josh, how many of you remember this story? I still wish I kept the letter that he actually sent me back about 15 years ago. Yipsy Terry sent me a letter on notebook paper. So we weren't in the Twitter world then. We were in the email world, but certainly not Twitter. And it read, and I'll just give you the quick, brief cliff notes. Bill, back in the 70s, me and my brother came to Mule Town, that's Columbia, Tennessee, to buy a mule and take it back to the farm in Ohio. We get there like on a Friday, and we get different rooms, me and my brother. I go to the bar. And while I'm in there having a few pops, a very attractive blonde approaches me And it just so happens, as I later found out, the preacher in the town's wife. I end up with her, I won't be more specific, all night. One of the craziest nights I ever had. The preacher was out of town. They went to her house where she's married to the preacher. Other things happened, too, I'm not going to mention that were in the letter. I think the daughter who was 18 walked in on them, too. Anyways, yeah, it's I've never laughed. Well, I probably have, but I remember just falling down laughing so hard while reading this. And it would take a long time to read. I don't even have the letter anymore. So Jai says, Bill, to Yipsy Terry, balls of steel regarding that story with him and the preacher's wife. So balls of steel, Pat.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I mean, that letter had so many twists and turns. Let me put it this way. You could make you could make a movie out of this letter. I'd watch. You know how I'm not a movie guy? I don't go watch movies. I haven't been to a movie in forever. I've told you, me and my wife, and we're going on our 30th anniversary, have never been to a movie together. Ever. And we're going to continue that streak. I would, if you had a movie that was patterned after Yipsy Terry's letter to me, I'd go watch that. I'd go. Yeah, I'd pay money. Instead of losing my money betting on the Titans on Saturday like I did, I'd put that money into a movie. Plain Kiffin, balls of steel to Wolverine Josh, that's what he said, staying one step ahead of woke Twitter police by having between 27 and 42 accounts at any given time. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
It's true. Yeah, he's. I don't want to overstate it, but Josh is alive right now on Twitter. They've popped him at least 8 times. He may be on 10. 614 Rob Bill, sorry to harp about the transfer portal rankings, but not accounting for players lost to the portal is about as ridiculous as this economy currently is. I mean, I'm not. When I look at the portal rankings, I don't get all excited about it. I just look at what players are doing, and then I start thinking about how genuinely can this guy impact this new team. That's all I think about. I don't think about the rankings or take those rankings and apply it to some kind of ranking next year. I don't do that. No. And frankly, I don't look at those rankings once a day. Maybe once a week. But I do find interesting where players are coming and going. I do want to see that. But I don't overestimate what all that means. It's going to be interesting because we're about to open the market. And here's one. Tim, Bill, my opinion, market low today is in the first 10 minutes. And then we're going to get a bit of a green. I tell you what, guys, and I've told you, I set up for the crater. I'm still set up for the crater. But I'll say this. There's going to be spikes in there. I may bet slightly, at least this morning, on a bit of a bounce. Not one that's going to last, but a bit of a bounce. We'll see. That's what I'm thinking right now, just looking at everything. Again, overall, it's totally negative. There's not one positive thing going out there right now for the economy or the marketplace that's going on. I mean, you don't even have to study this stuff. Just walk into your grocery store. Lane Kiffin, no balls of steel. By the way, Josh just sent me a text. He said he's on Twitter number 8. He just counted. So I was right there. I was on it. No balls of steel, this is Lane Kiffin, to the Georgia kid who won a natty, jumps ship for Alabama. So, again, no balls. I guess Jermaine Burton is what he's talking about. So no balls to Jermaine Burton there.
Can we get some balls around here?
He says, then actually no balls for any kid who transfers to Alabama. They don't need help. Stop this nonsense. So more no balls of steel, Patton.
No balls of steel.
Pretty good. Where is, hey, Patton, do you have Shannon's wife's voice stuff? Give us a no balls with her, if you can find it. Okay. Yeah. She took the time to lay that down. We need to have those in the rotation. Shannon up in South Bend, who left the lovely beach area of West Palm to go to school at Notre Dame, and other than visiting, never came home. Stayed up there in South Bend. No offense, because I know Shannon likes it up there, but South Bend ain't real pretty. Maybe I just don't know what beauty looks like. Maybe it's me. But Shannon's our favorite South Bend resident. Other than, we like Brian Kelly, but he's got to sell that house. And Brian, Mama gets stuck selling that house where Brian's down there eating gumbo in Baton Rouge and recruiting kids, transfer portal, having a good time, faking an accent, all those things. Did you find it, Patton? Okay, hit it. Give us a sample.
I mean, I don't even see any balls around here.
That was Shannon's wife. That took time out of her schedule to do that. We appreciate that. Market just opened immediately. It's over 500 in the red. I hope it stays. I hope it gets to 600, frankly. Or more. I'm going to be playing in this thing today. I'm going to be splashing around in this market pool today. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Another Titans choke job. Another win over the Bayou Bengals. Speaking of in by regular season, Rick, another cattle call, Bill. You hanging in there?
I thought you were going to talk about your boy Bruce. Bruce got a big one.
Yeah. And another BP trip to the top of the mountain.
Well,
wonder if he stood on top of the Lexus after the ball game, Bill.
Probably did.
You know he did. You know he did that over here, right?
That was the Florida game, right?
Yeah. One of those famous BP moments.
Yep.
I tell you what, Bill. This is a football show, but Bruce had too many hot dogs on the grill, and you look at this NIL crap. And there's no more NCAA, and Auburn stole our basketball team.
Bruce is down there playing free and happy, getting big-name players, beating Kentucky, ranked number one. Couldn't be better, man.
We get Derek Dooley and Butch Jones and Gump Pruitt. We don't have a football program, and Mike Slive killed our basketball program. How's that work, Bill?
And then he was let back in the league at Auburn.
Hey, Bill, this is a football show. We'll get a little football here. But first off, Bill, I haven't talked to you in a while. You know, basketball season, I'm playing with the format, of course. I'm surprised you're still here, Bill. Didn't Fauci and Rochelle say you're supposed to be dead 2 weeks ago?
You know, I forgot about that. No, about a month ago, you called and said Fauci said I've got until what? Late December, maybe?
Yeah, I think he said January. Right after the first of the year, I think he said you're supposed to be toast.
He said, if I don't assume the fetal position in my basement and don't come out, I'm going. I'm the next guy.
Hey, Bill, okay, turn on a little light here. Been going through the highlights. I know you're a college guy. Did you even watch the playoff games?
I watched the Titans because I bet on it. I bet on it, which kept me engaged. That's why I bet on it, and I couldn't have been more frustrated.
So you didn't watch the other three?
I watched the Tampa Bay Rams game, most of it. I did not see the Nightcaps either way, which I'm told were fantastic.
Yeah. Bill, I'm going to wish something for you here. I guess still in the new year. We're still in January. You know, there are three types of fans, Bill. They're college fans, which is what you do. They're pro fans only, which you find in the big cities. And then you have people who like both. And thank God I'm one of the people who like both, man, Bill, because that might be the four of the best football games I've ever seen. Bang, bang, bang.
That's what Jeff Tu was saying
earlier. High school, college, pro. I mean, if you're just a football fan, you know, I don't, you know, some of your listeners probably don't give a flip about the NFL, and I don't want to talk about it. But, man, I've got four amazing football games.
No, that's fair time.
50-yard field goals, frozen tundra, the whole nine yards.
Very fair assessment. I think most everybody feels that way.
Yeah, okay. But just to, Bill, I haven't talked to you in a while. There's something I've been kind of having on the back burner I want to get to real quick.
Yes, sir.
Some unfinished business. Let's talk about the Music City Bowl ripoff for a second. The biggest Bush League, sorry field, scrub bowl game with their dynamic ticking prices they can stick up their tail. What a big hose job that was. He scored that touchdown, Bill. Replay showed it. And they still screwed him. ACC crew.
I thought
you could
so,
watch
too.
That. You could watch that. They went to the replay. If you go to the replay blues 100 times, hell, 100 out of 100, it comes back as a touchdown, and they screwed the home team. And we all know who the home team was. It wasn't Peabody. When's the last time you saw a bigger hose job than that, Bill? Confirmed by replay. Ball clearly crosses the goal line. Nothing. You can't review. You can't stop forward progress. You can't use that as an excuse. You can review forward progress. By the way, he was clearly moving forward. Right there in Nashville, Bill. I mean, I know this is a month-old business, but I hadn't talked to you in a while. We were talking before the ball game, before how sorry that ball game is in the first place, Music City ripoff. You remember the Dooley, speaking of Dooley, remember the North Carolina game? For people out there in football land, the 10-second runoff came because North Carolina was running 15 dudes off the field 10 years ago, and they made a rule up after the ball game. They screwed us so bad. Don't forget, but Bill, Dooley, the clock hit triple zeros twice in the same season on that clown, and he still lost both of them. How the hell does that happen?
Because you hired Derek Dooley. That's how that happens.
Well, Bill, I got that off my chest. You know, over here, I'm listening and monitoring, but I don't want to mess your format up. We're strong into regular season Rick season over here. He's hanging out where he always is, at the back end of the top 25, so that's regular season Rick life. BP's getting the gold rings, and we're hoping to get a bronze trip to the Sweet 16. Hang in there, Bill. Stay healthy.
All right. See you, man. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, back in December, Fauci said, hey, I'm going down. This is going to get me. Probably mid-January, it'll be final. What did I do? Nothing. Did I stop any type of behavior? No. Did I put on 16 masks when I went into a... No. Did I go get triple vaxxed and then boosted? No. Did one of the listeners in the audience get mad because I'm not afraid and leave the show? Yes. That did happen too. Yeah, you're not allowed, according to some, you're not allowed to have the other opinion. You better run out in the streets and scream fire, Bill, or there's something wrong with you. Dow got up around 500. It's around 400 right now in the red. I'm jumping in this pool after the show. I'm not sure exactly which and how. I'm jumping in head first. Hope there's not a rock right below the surface. All right, let's get another break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a little bit sluggish. Sometimes 65 South here at Trinity Lane. We did have a couple of wrecks in that area earlier. They just now moved the last one. Hickory Hills Boulevard at OHB. That wreck was still there a few minutes ago. It's going to run slow again today because it's already running slow up in Robertson County where they're doing some work. They got it narrowed down to one lane there on 65 North at Highway 76. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on now, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Valentine's Day is coming, and you don't want to rely on gas station flowers. Get ahead of the curve this year and let the Omni Nashville Hotel be your one-stop shop for that special someone. The Omni Nashville Hotel has you covered this Valentine's Day from start to finish. Mokara Day Spa Salon has gift cards to treat them to a special day of pampering. From a simple facial to a full day of relaxation, that special someone will get the VIP treatment at the Mokara Day Spa and Salon. Then, just when they think they've had the perfect gift, it's time for Bob's Steak and Chop House. When you want the best for your loved one, serve them the best in Nashville. With A5 Wagyu beef, Bob's Steak and Chop House has become Nashville's best place to dine. Call the Omni Nashville Hotel for reservations and gift cards. Don't get caught napping this Valentine's Day. The Omni Nashville Hotel is your one-stop shop for that someone special. Mokara Day Spa and Salon and Bob's Steak and Chop House. All at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Let me get to the coaches. Put 50% on them.
How about the good time you had with your dad this weekend?
Tom, I'm not screwing around. This is what I discussed with you. Shut up. 50% is on the coaches. Let me start in the first half. Before the half ends, Notre Dame has the football with a little over a minute.
This is not going to happen.
Let me finish.
You're not going to be able to finish. Mike, listen to your voice.
Michigan State is pounding Notre Dame, and they took their foot off the accelerator. They mismanaged the clock again. They didn't use their timeouts right again. And they allowed the opponent to get into halftime and make adjustments again. It's the same tired-ass story. Note to John L. Smith, learn the effing rules and understand that your timeouts are not like cell phone minutes. They don't carry over.
Hurricane Mario down on the Emerald Coast. Obviously, he's a big Miami fan. Bill, any notable portal news for the Canes? Yeah, they got Frank Ladson, did they not? From Clemson. He was leaving Clemson. Henry Parrish, a running back out of Ole Miss, is another one. Defensive lineman, I forget the kid's name. They got a defensive lineman out of SC, is one that I recall. So I think those are the ones that stand out for me right now. Yeah, those are the ones that I think jump out the most. There may be another couple, but I those are the ones that I can remember. Steven down in Baton Rouge. My goodness, Bill, I just crack up laughing every time I hear Cosby Cattleman talk about regular season Rick. How about when he said, and Patton, we may want to pull this for future drops. He said something like, let me get this straight. We get Derek Dooley, Butch Jones, and Gump Pruitt, and Auburn gets Bruce. He goes, how's that happen? That was pretty good. Yep, that's the resume there, Cosby Cattleman. That's exactly the resume there. That's exactly what's going on right now. Now, Rick Barnes has done a pretty good job there. Let's admit that. Rick's done a good job, but he is regular season Rick for a reason, right? When did he start that? About 2 years ago? Cosby Cattleman started that either 2 or 3 years ago, the regular season Rick thing, and you folks just loved it. Fans of all the other schools, absolutely. Jeff in Chicago, who doesn't, I know he monitors the show, but he doesn't tweet us as much. And he's got my text. By the way, he sent me a text a couple of months ago, said that he's thinking about moving here. And he loves Chicago, but he said, I just can't. It's just not conducive to raise a family here anymore. But I don't know where he's at with that, but that's the last time I talked to him. But he thought the regular season Rick thing, and he's an IU fan. He's an IU basketball guy, football guy, loves IU. And he thought the regular season Rick thing was one of the funniest things he'd ever heard. That's pretty good. A lot of good ones on the show. Speaking of commitments is a week from this Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, we check in the Omni, the suite, Bill King suite will be open and available, and you guys can come and go as you want. We'll have beverages in there, beer that you can partake. No, on the house. Music City Tide has a couple of cases carted up there for everybody. Different brands and stuff. Just grab whatever you want. Next morning, when we do the show, we give you a 5-hour show. That is going to be with a breakfast that we'll wheel in there. It is a breakfast buffet. It'll be eggs, bacon, sausage, incredible biscuits from one of the best biscuit places you'll ever, ever partake in, and that is the Omni. And that's always a fun time. That's always a fantastic time. And we'll give you a 5-hour show. We're going to have a lot of fun. Bring whoever you want. Show up. If you need a rate to the Omni, if you're going to get a room there, we can get you a special rate. You can check the link next to my Twitter, or you can email me if you don't have social media, and I can send you that link. Either way. Look forward to seeing you. That is a week from this Wednesday and Thursday coming up. Yeah, 1 week out. Dow is down 530 right now. And we are 16 minutes in. It is ugly, y'all. Shannon, we just played. Yeah, Shannon knows. Says, Bill, I get it about South Bend, but man, I get to drive by the Golden Dome and touchdown Jesus every day, and that's good enough for me. By the way, my wife loves being part of the Balls of Steel segment every week. So Balls of Steel to her voice on the show. Patton, that's a good one. To Shannon's wife, who took the time to lay down some audio that we could play on the show, give her a big Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Matt, right here in town, Bill, that rant about Sparty melting down versus my Irish never gets old. Yeah, that is Mike Valenti, and that is from about almost 15 years ago. What game would that have been? Would that have been about 08-ish, somewhere in there? I'm not going to give you, I can't remember the exact year, but I think it's somewhere around there. That was Josh. Remember Josh's rant? This Valenti rant didn't get on game day. Josh, when he called in after that Penn State loss to Ohio State, or that Ohio State loss to Penn State, that got on game day. I had everybody on the planet in national radio TV hit me up, DM me about playing that clip. Everywhere. 532, 533, and still more blood on the Dow. Been talking to you about this, y'all. All right, let's take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a little bit sluggish sometimes. 65 South here at Trinity Lane. We did have a couple of wrecks in that area earlier. They just now moved the last one. Hickory Hills Boulevard at OHB. That wreck was still there a few minutes ago. It's going to run slow again today because it's already running slow up in Robertson County where they're doing some work. They got it narrowed down to one lane there on 65 North at Highway 76. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on now, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back, and we're kicking off the action again with the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever. Here's the play-by-play. There's millions of dollars in prizes, and a bunch of lucky fans are gonna win big. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. That means touchdowns, field goals, extra points, safeties, even a two-point conversion is a winner. 50 G's plus $2,000. Grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. There's one way to enter, two ways to win, and zero reasons not to play. See rules and get in the game for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 56.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 11-11-22. Equal housing lender licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities have not offered or sponsored this promotion in any way.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny, high near 56. Mostly cloudy tonight, low around 34. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, then sunny in the afternoon, and a high near 39. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
I don't know where to begin with the, you know, whether to begin with the piss poor preparation or whether the coaches just decided to lay down and not practice at all this entire week. I don't know what the hell they were doing. How in the hell do you get your best player on the field, your best playmaker? Two touches the entire damn night! And he broke one of them for 74 yards! How did that happen? Twice! That's it! Hey, Urban Meyer! Your special teams! Yeah! They look more like the Special Olympics! It's pathetic! You guys are going to get smoked by Northwestern. You've got Michigan State coming up here in a few weeks. Hell, you might just lose all of one! And God forbid you don't show up for the Michigan game.
guys are the biggest bunch of softest bitches I've ever seen.
Nathan, up in Detroit. Bill, that Valenti clip was from the Michigan State-Notre Dame game, which was 06. I said 08. Josh, who you just heard, said, Bill, that game was 06. Well, I didn't know it was that early. We'd only been on Sirius for a little over, what, a year? Year and a half, maybe? Yeah, about a year and a half, I would say. Wow. Vaughn Broadnax, who is in the 615, moved here, says, Bill, that Valenti rant never gets old. It does. Think about it. That thing is almost, well, no, not almost. It's 15-plus years old. It's still very funny. Year after year, and we don't play it all that much, but it still gets on these airwaves. Now, there have been people in the past, they think that's Josh because they didn't hear or they weren't aware of the Valenti meltdown from back in 06. No. Those are two different things. The one that we played two breaks ago, that was Valenti. The one you just heard, that was Josh. Dow down 560. Brutal. I mean brutal. Be on the right side of it, and it's not so brutal. Look, folks, down market doesn't bother me at all. Matter of fact, you can make maybe even more money in a down market than an up market. You better be on the right side of that flow. It's trying to get to 600 as I'm sitting here. Alan down in Tampa, welcome in.
What's up, buddy? 36 in Orlando this morning.
I saw you post something about that earlier. Now, that's like being, what, zero here?
Oh, yeah, man. We come over yesterday. We're working over here all week. I got my shorts on today, though, so I always wear shorts no matter what.
That is amazing. So, and what's it supposed to get to today?
61.
That's not bad.
Which ain't bad. No. You talking about pizza earlier. My granddaughter came over Friday night. We made homemade pizza. There's a show on TLC called Extreme Cheapskates, and I DVR it. Made her watch it. You ought to watch that sometimes. It's hilarious.
I don't even know. I'll have to look up what channel that is on direct.
Yeah, these people, one guy takes a shower with his clothes on, so he washes clothes at the same time. It catches the shower water in a 5-gallon bucket and uses that to flush the toilet because they don't want to use no water to flush the toilet.
God,
he flushes the toilet once a week. Went to a barbecue restaurant, ordered one rib.
Can you do that? Will they chop off one rib for you somewhere?
The woman did. Me and her sit there and watch that. We laughed and we were crying. But it's pretty good to watch, though. But, yeah, those NFL games were unbelievable last night. I mean, I'm with Cosby. Whoever said it, it's probably four of the best football games you'll ever see.
Right. That's what everybody's saying, man.
They were unbelievable. I mean, the four best teams were where they should have been.
Amazing. All right,
bud. It was pretty good. All right, man. Hey, have a good day, and we'll talk to you. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man. Thank you. All right. Now, you heard me. I complained in the past. That Josh rant, when he called this show after that Penn State win over Ohio State, got on game day and got on various platforms. And they, even though I was no longer on Sirius XM, they put on there Bill King Show, Sirius XM. And that was done on purpose. I can promise you that was done on purpose. Which ticked me off. Again, anything I can do about it? No, but it still ticked me off. But here's a positive. I didn't realize this. Doug DiBiase up in Connecticut. Bill, when you left in 2015, Sirius, I didn't know that you were on the air, didn't know where you were. Then I heard Josh's rant on game day, saw it was your show, and then found WNSR. So that is a I didn't realize that. So maybe, and Doug obviously says that happened, maybe people found me. Now, but it said Bill King Show, Sirius XM. Well, Doug knew I wasn't on Sirius XM. He knew better than that. Not anymore. So maybe some people found me that way. I didn't think of that. Sometimes things happen, you don't realize, you get a little upset about it, and actually there was a silver lining there. So I appreciate it. Doug's a very valuable member here of this show. Appreciate that. Real ugly. I'm about to jump in this thing right after we hang up, right after we finish this bad boy up. Tomorrow we will have some guesting. We'll have Griff, Gator Dave, Buck will be with us. Remember, we're about a week and change from commitments. Hope to see you at the Omni, 2nd and 3rd of February. Patton_Cook, Bill is king. Dow trying to hit 600. Red. I'm about to go play with it a little bit. Yeah, play with the stock market. Get your mind out of the gutter, everybody. Lodge Powell.